Piggly Wiggly and Dick's Supermarkets are the latest grocery stores to offer irradiated ground beef in Wisconsin. 10 Pick and Save stores, which are owned by Roundy's, have been test marketing it since November. Roundy's Vice President Tim Wade says it's been selling so well, the company plans to offer it in 84 Pick and Save stores by mid-January. It also may eventually be sold in Cops food stores. Wade says there will be heavy promotion aimed at educating consumers who may not be familiar with this food processing technique.
It really needs to have the story told as to what it is. That it's not going to make you glow in the dark. It's not irradiated. It's more like pasteurization or something that you would put in a microwave.
Meat, fruit, vegetables, and spices can be irradiated in two ways, using gamma rays or electricity. The ground beef being offered at Pick and Save, Piggly Wiggly, and Dick's Supermarkets uses accelerated electrons to zap bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella. The process is done off-site. Wade says irradiated beef costs 20 cents more a pound, but there's no difference in taste and only a slight change in nutritional value.
With any product that you cook at all, the more you cook it, the more nutritional value you lose, whether that's in peas or beans or meat.
Opponents of food irradiation are concerned the process could be toxic or cause mutations. Denai LaOder of Organic Consumers Association of Minnesota believes approval by the Food and Drug Administration was based on faulty studies. Opponents also contend that irradiation has been pushed by meat packers to make up for unsanitary conditions and lax inspections.
When something is stamped USDA seal of approval, that doesn't mean that government inspectors have been standing over watching it. It means that company inspectors, who often don't know what they're doing very well, who haven't been trained very well, are overseeing their meat.
But even if there's E. coli, cooking to a temperature of 160 degrees will kill the foodborne bacteria. The irradiated meat sold in Wisconsin grocery stores will be labeled, but fast food chains and restaurants don't have to tell consumers they're serving irradiated meat. Champs restaurants in Brookfield and Greenfield use the meat, and it's being test marketed at 52 Dairy Queens in Minnesota. Irradiated meat was also approved for use in school lunch programs. The decision to use it is up to individual school districts. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.